Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, the program which highlights positive developments at the secondary levels. On this week's program, Garvin Maseo High gets major boost from Past Students Association. Thanks for joining us. The Garvin Maseo High School Past Students Association has been working to improve the lives of students at the Clarendon Institution. Treasurer of the association, Orion Daniels, says the group recognizes the importance of giving back, and so it has committed to providing assistance to those in need.
Considering that it's rural, there's a lot of financial need because there aren't many opportunities in that area in terms of jobs and such. So we recognize this need, and based on speaking with the teachers, we have decided to raise some funds to help some really needy students.
Mr. Daniels says the association recognizes the difficulty that some students face on a daily basis.
Some students with potential, but they're really in need of assistance to even attend school. So we went ahead and we had a benefit concert. So it was successful. We sold many tickets and raised around $120,000 in order to fund the scholarship. We gave the number one student for the scholarship $40,000, and we gave the three runner-ups $10,000 each.
Another major initiative undertaken by the association was the upgrade of the school's cafeteria in May. This resulted in a new and improved facility, providing students with a clean, spacious environment. Business manager for the Garvin Maseo High School Past Student Association, Corrine Williams, says the group also works closely with the prefect body.
We work with the prefect body to develop programs to help the students, to help themselves, because that body is really like the student management of the school. And so we try to work with them. We are open for consultation whenever they want to do some kind of projects or so on.
Ms. Williams says providing mentorship support to the prefect body is necessary to encourage effective leadership. Principal at Garvin Maseo High, Erica Eubanks, says the school is grateful for the support.
A lot of times you find that the ones that are in need are the ones that realize that there's a need to excel, and so they want to do of their best, and so they perform well. But sometimes the financial support is not there. And so this is a good venture.
Mrs. Eubanks adds that there is a need for more of these initiatives to further augment the efforts being made by the institution to drive student development.
The feel of seeing that we have produced such tremendous past students, they can do it too. We want to see private sector come on board. For example, we think it is important to have co-curricular activities, but we have to find it to participate in all of these activities. We have some students who can become an entrepreneur or become a sportsman, like our Rashid McDonald, who is a quarter miler, been to the Olympics, coming out of Garvin Maseo. We have our own Javon Watson, who is a regular boy. So if we have more persons on board, the support will be tremendous for us.
Grade 10 student Tashika Heath is a beneficiary of the Garvin Maseo High School Past Students Association scholarship. She is grateful for the assistance.
Well, it has benefited me in a way that I can bank it so I can help to contribute to pay for my CXE subjects coming next year.
Founded in 1980, the Garvin Maseo High School has a student population of 1,314 and an academic staff of 65. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. Do join us again next time. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary or high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. I'm Andre Palmer for producer Shanari Ferron.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.